You'll say unto me, when I shall answer, when I am, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Amen. Raise your hand and ask the Lord to have his way today. Father, have your way in this service today. Praise God. Pour out your spirit upon every heart, every life. Speak to our souls, we pray. Amen. Last night I preached on no hits, no runs, all errors. Amen. This morning I'm going to preach on no hits, no runs, no errors? Question mark. Folks, back in the... Amen. Question mark, exclamation point. They've got a new punctuation, they say today. It's a question mark backwards. Amen. That means it's a question with an exclamation. Amen. No errors? Amen. My emphasis this morning will be on the running. I mentioned it last night, of course. And I could preach exactly the same message over again because some didn't get to hear it. And I could preach it again tonight because some haven't heard it yet. I may do that. Amen. You folks that have heard it once, bear with me. It's very important to run. If you see and have been around the Pentecostal church for years and years and you're not running, there's something wrong. Come on. Amen. I mean, if you've been around youth camps and camp meetings all summer and heard all the good preaching and all the good recommendations and you're not running from the wall but rather running toward it, you're not responding right to what you've heard. Amen. I mean, youth camp and camp meeting and the convention and the revival should have made you less apt to go the way of the world than more. Amen. I'm talking about running. John said, love not the world, neither the things are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Huh? Amen. Christian and faithful were persecuted when they went through Vanity's Fair and wouldn't buy any of their wares. Amen. They shed Vanity's Fair like water off a duck's back. Amen. But some of us have took it in. I mean vanity, 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 vanity on every hand. And listen, children. Don't you know that there are psychological experts that have studied how to appeal to the eye, have studied how to appeal to the flesh, and they know how to advertise the world and advertise sin to make you want it. Amen. Now you may put it in a sand lot in the backyard, amen, and carry an old dirty football and get all dirty and all muddy in a pair of blue jeans. Or you may dress it in a $500 Bengals outfit and get a more expensive ball and do it in a $500 million stadium. Amen. but it's the same old thing. They've just got to sell it to you at a higher price. Amen. Same old thing. Amen. Hey, I'm not against children playing, but I'm against following this world. Let children alone. Children will play. Amen. That's part of the vanity, perhaps, of youth. Amen. But when it becomes a thing, an idol, dressed up to worship, stealing time, stealing money, even stealing your attention, Christian and faithful wouldn't buy the wares in Vanity Fair. But after all, Brother Collins, everybody's going and I'm just dying of curiosity. I need to go see what it's all about. It wasn't too many years ago that some of our older women from the Highway of Holiness Church, amen, was down at the Butler County Fair dancing to the tune of Boxcar Willie. Amen. You don't believe that? Amen. Right out of their seat at the Highway of Holiness Church. Amen. Hey, I tell you, you run with the world, pretty soon you'll be doing what the world's doing. You run with the world, you'll do like the world. You run with the world, you get with the wrong crowd, wrong situation, wrong people, wrong kind of influence. Amen. Even some shallow Christians, come on. Amen. 7 times the Bible promises in the book of Revelation, him that overcometh the world. 7 times it said, him that overcometh, I will make him to eat of the hidden manna, temple, pillar in the temple of my God. Amen. My, all in all, 7 times. The promise is to the overcomer. Overcome what? John said, same writer, amen, he that overcometh the world. Praise God. He that loveth not the world. Why? The world takes all your time. The world takes all your mind. The world steals all your attention. And the world takes your money, and you can't afford to lose any of it with souls going to hell. Amen. David said Abner died like a fool died. You know why Abner died like a fool died? When he should have been running. Amen. He was walking along with Joab. He should have been running. He never should have stopped running. Amen. If Abner had kept running, he would have never knocked on David's gate. Amen. If he had never stopped when Joab overtook him. Amen. But Abner failed to realize that Joab had blood in his eye. That Joab was out for vengeance. Did you know that there's some folks think the devil has got converted and is taking a kinder attitude toward the church? Moves in and sits right down beside you in church. Amen. But you know what he's going to do? He's going to kill you just as soon as he gets you off to yourself. Amen. Joab and Abner walking along. Abner died like a fool, David said, because his feet and hands wasn't bound. He wasn't tied. Amen. It's bad enough to be a victim of circumstances. There are those in the Bible that have become victims of circumstances. Amen. I mentioned trapped last night. It's bad enough to be trapped by circumstances. There are some things, folks, we have to leave in the hands of God. Sweet Jonathan, David's friend, Prince Jonathan, heir to the throne from the first king, his father Saul, was a victim of circumstances. There was no way Jonathan could get away from Saul. He was his son. He could have run and run for his life. But after Saul was killed, Jonathan would have been to blame for his death. All Israel, probably David included, would have blamed Jonathan for not protecting his father. And so Jonathan followed his ill-fated father to the same untimely death. Both of them fell upon their swords. Both of them were finished off by the enemy. Amen. It's bad enough to be trapped by circumstances, but it is utter tomfoolery to trap ourselves. It is utter tomfoolery to the highest degree, with a great big exclamation point, for us to weave our own web of our own death. Amen. Jonathan had to go with his daddy. Jonathan's heart went with David, and his body went with Saul. Jonathan's heart followed David. He was a balancing influence. It would have probably gone worse with David if it hadn't have been for Jonathan up there beside his father. Amen. Jonathan was there to strike a balance with his good logic and his good reasoning. I'll leave Jonathan to God. Jonathan, sweet Jonathan that David loved so good. The Bible said, "My love for you surpasses the love of women." Amen. Jonathan had laid his life and his throne on the line for David. Jonathan knew he would not be king. He knew David would be. Amen. Saul knew it too. But he wouldn't admit it. Amen. Saul spent his time chasing David. He blamed David for his downfall. But it wasn't David. No, it was Saul's own fault that he went the way he did. You see, Saul had his chance too. Amen. Kill all those Amalekites. Amen. Don't spare anything. Animals. Don't leave anything with an Amalekite mark on it. Nothing to allure anybody else into idolatry. Amen. Agag was to be killed. All the animals was to be killed. Israel was never to look upon the material things of the Amalekites and envy them ever again. See, our problem is today, sitting around in holiness churches instead of running, we envy the world. It looks like they're having so much fun when they're ready right then to stick a gun to their head and pull the trigger. They're entertaining suicide right then. They're wretched, miserable, and poor and blind. Amen. Yet the world runs wild in its frivolity and its folly. That little old poor Christian sat around and envied them, because it looks like they're winning. No, they're losing. The promises to the overcomer. Amen. Not those that are overcome. Well, why did you quit church? Well, so-and-so criticized me, and so-and-so said so-and-so, and so-and-so did so-and-so. No, that wasn't it. You wasn't sold out to God in the first place. Amen. You see, the church has got me on their hands since I made my commitment to God. How? I said, "Lord, I'll give up everything you want me to give up. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll give up the world, the things of the world. Amen. Lord, I'll give it all up." Yeah, I didn't have nothing else to do but go to church. Let me tell you, if you live where you ought to live, you don't have nothing left to do in this world but go to church. Nothing will keep you from going to church. Amen. I mean, if your Sunday school outing keeps you from going to church, amen, you got the wrong spirit in your Sunday school class. Amen. I mean, hallelujah. If your trip, your field trip or your trip to camp meeting keeps you from going to church, amen, you got the wrong spirit somewhere. Amen. I mean, if anything you do religiously causes you to sink deeper into sin, you got it wrong, brother. Amen. You give God what He's supposed to have, and you go God's way like He's supposed to go, you won't have nothing to do. More important in this world to go to church. Amen. You can't become involved in the things of this world, because your mind is a fragile thing. Amen. God needs all your attention. Praise God. What would you have thought of Brother Collins if he was taking in the world at the same time he was pastoring the church for 24 years? Amen. You wouldn't have liked it, would you? Amen. I preached to the church in Kansas City. I said, if my wife would have been dressing like some of y'all dressing, and painting like some of y'all painting, and wearing jewelry like some of y'all wearing jewelry, amen, and cutting her hair like some of y'all are, we wouldn't even got voted in this church. They want a preacher that lives right, and a preacher's wife that lives right, but they don't live right themselves. What do you say, Brother Carl? I say, run! Run for your life! Amen. I'm swinging the bat and I'm knocking a home run. I'm writing a vision and making it plain so you can run not to the wall, but from it. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Abner didn't run, and he didn't see the knife that Joab had up his sleeve neither. He didn't see the dagger. Amen. And now it looks like Joab is really going to be friendly to him. Amen. And he puts his arm around him, but he's already retrieved his dagger from up his sleeve. And he sticks that dagger under the fifth rib and leaves Abner wallowing in his blood, just like Abner left Joab's brother wallowing in his blood. Amen. I tell you, if Joab had been smart, he would have kept running. He would have avoided the issue. But now he thinks Joab's changed his mind. The world hasn't changed its mind. No, neither has the devil changed his mind. Amazingly, it hasn't changed its tactics either. Its advertisements are even worse now. They've even become more bald-faced, blatant, and bold with sin to sell it wholesale today. Amen. The problem is that some of our little old holiness people without hardly their feet on the rock are listening to the wrong voice. Amen. Now I want you to look around you at the folks that have survived. Look. Amen. How have they survived? Amen. I mean, Brother Collins, I don't see how you did it. Amen. Living right for all them years and preaching the gospel. This is the 50th year now. Helped preach Brother Gerald's funeral, and Sister Carolyn's son marveled at how, when we eulogized Brother Gerald and his ministry for 49 years, he died right on the dot, just about on the 49th year of our start preaching the gospel. He marveled at how a person could live right that long. You know how they survived? They said, "Goodbye, old world, I'm through with you. Goodbye, old world, I'm through with you." Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Look at the folks that have survived. But look around you that those that did not survive. Why didn't they survive? They loved something better than Jesus. They loved something better than God. How do you know they loved something better than God? I love Jesus just as good as anybody. Won't you give him your life then? I love Jesus just as good as anybody. Won't you give him your time then? I love Jesus just as good as anybody. Why don't you give him your mind then? I love Jesus, amen, just as good as anybody. Why don't you go to church? Faithful. Amen. How would you feel, Sister Darlene? Amen. If David told you that he loved you, but he didn't come home for supper time after time. Amen. He didn't come home to stay all night very often. You'd soon say that his words, "I love you," don't mean anything. Huh? Hallelujah. Come on now, children of God. If you love the Father, you love his house. If you love the Father, you love your brothers and sisters more than anything. Amen. Did you know the Bible said to exhort one another, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, but rather exhort one another, and much the more as you see the day approaching? Praise God. The harder it gets, the closer it gets, the greater the pressure gets, the more we need each other, the more we need each other's support, more we lean on each other. Amen. A tornado can come by and blow three rows of corn flat. Amen. But you get a whole field of corn supporting each other. It's hard to blow a field of corn flat because it's holding each other up. Praise God. One way we overcome is not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Why is it that folks don't go to church regularly and faithfully and loyally? Because they've got something else on the string. Why is it a man don't come home to his wife faithfully and loyally? Follow him. You find out he's meeting somebody else on the side. He has another love. Amen. Why, if the wife doesn't come home, she says she's working late, that the boss has kept her over, and it happens over and over and over and over again, and the wife don't come home. Amen. Almost every case, there's somebody else on the string. Oh, Brother Collins, there's nobody else. They just became incompatible. Don't feed me that line. There's always somebody or something coming between. Praise God. Hey, if we're not giving God our best, there's a reason for it. If work comes before God, find another job. Huh? You just can't go to church with what you're doing. Amen. Pretty soon, God won't accept your leftovers. Huh? If God can't have first place in our life, he'll not be satisfied to play second fiddle to the world or anything else. God won't play second fiddle even to good things. Amen. I told my story in Carmi, Illinois, the Assembly of God Church, about how that God liked to cut me off, and I liked to never got back to God because of my involvement in sports. The worldly idolatry of sports. Amen. Nowadays, folks justify TV and everything else because of the sports. They don't think there's anything wrong with good, clean sports. There ain't no such thing. It's idolatry. Amen. They even call them idols. Amen. And so I told my story in the church and preached my message, and the pastor remonstrated with me after church that he had young people in his church that was making a career out of it. That justifies it. You're making a career out of it. That's your job. Amen. I'll tell you something, folks. You get saved and you're playing a running back, full back, or whatever on the Bengals, you'll quit and go to church. Amen. I mean, if you're saying on the Grand Ole Opry every night and you get saved, truly born again, amen, you'll quit the Grand Ole Opry and go to church and find a different job. Amen. Jimmy Snow justified because he didn't have nothing else to do to make a living. After he got saved, he played some more shows. Amen. But then later on, him and Carol got divorced too. Amen. And Jimmy Snow, Hank's boy. Amen. Hank was the one I'd like to have sung like. Boy, I'd like to have sung like Hank Snow or Ernest Tubb. Amen. Finally, I preached across the country, Brother Jason. Amen. Somebody had a tape recorder, and I thought I was singing like Hank Snow or Ernest Tubb or somebody. Amen. And they played it back to me, and I sound more like Jimmy Dixon. I hated Jimmy Dickens. I never did like Jimmy Dickens. Same. Amen. And, amen. I tell you, you got to do it right, folks. And you can do it right. Praise God. You can live for God. Amen. As some of these country singers got converted, started singing gospel, and the next thing you know, they're back singing worse rock and worse country than they ever sung. Amen. Doing worse than they ever did because they never quite shut clean to start with. Amen. You got to turn your back on the world. You say, goodbye, old world, I'm through with you. Amen. Hallelujah. You'll be like Joanie, who had drunk moonshine out of fruit jars about all of his life and made it to, amen, and Joy, they got saved and they baptized him in Big Creek, and just before they put him under, Joy, they said, goodbye, old world, and the fruit jars. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. You say, goodbye, old world, I'm through with you. Amen. You got to leave it behind. Why? You can't have two loves. Huh? You got to have one love. How much you're supposed to love God anyway? With all your heart? How much is that? It means you ain't got any heart left for anything else. All your soul? That's all your living being. All your mind? That's all your thinking capacity. And all your strength? All your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and you'll overcome. But if you got another love, that's not giving him all your heart. You got a divided heart. If you got another love, that's not giving him all your soul. You got a divided soul. If you got another love, it's not giving him all your mind. You're double-minded. James said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You got to give him all your mind. You say, Brother Collins, that's fanatical. Call it that if you want to. Brother Collins, that's radical. Then that's what I am. I'm radical and I'm fanatical. But I'm an overcomer. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and praise God that we can be overcomers. Amen. As they get us a song, let us pray, Father.
Challenge our hearts, Lord, this day to run. Because, Lord, if we don't run, our life is all wrong. And someday we'll ask our question, the big question, what did I do wrong? Why went wrong? And, oh, Lord, it started when we was young. We started making wrong decisions and telling little white lies. Lord, white lies just bad as black ones. And pretty soon they're turned black with time. Lord, forgive us, Lord. Forgive us of all other loves. Forgive us, Lord, of all other attentions. Forgive us, Lord, of all other strengths and divisions and distractions. And help us, Lord, to go all out for Jesus. Amen. Be an overcomer. Amen. Amen. As we stand, we invite you to an altar prayer. If you don't need to pray for yourself, pray for me and pray for those that want God.
When I first heard of Jesus, His love and His grace, my heart was overwhelmed to think a king would take my place.
Abner died like a fool.
Lord, I'll go with you.
Because he quit running the opposite
way. That's all I
He moved in beside Joab.
My dad too.
He thought Joab changed his mind. Joab hadn't changed his mind. He was still a cutthroat. Joab is so bad, David said, these sons of Zeruiah are too much for me. In his dying hour, David told his son Solomon, don't let his whole hairs come down to the grave in peace. In his last hours, Joab got religious. He ran into the tabernacle and grabbed hold of the horns of the altar. But last ditch religion didn't help Joab.
I told him I loved him.
They slew him right at the altar.
It was easy to say.
Cry out to God.
But harder.
Cry out to God, child.
When temptation.
Cry out to God.
My way.
Oh, my God. Cry out to Jesus. And run. Run, crying out with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength.
A glimpse of true love hanging on a rugged cross.
Come on.
I love you.
Yes. I know what your trouble is this morning. It's the world. It's the glitter, the glamour. Oh, the sweet siren of the world has sounded its sweet song in your ears. And you've listened too long. You've tasted of the forbidden fruit. Found it was pleasant. But it took you away from God. It took you away from Calvary. It took you away from worship. It took you away from good, wholesome things. Amen.
The years have drawn me closer.
Come on.
My love for Him has grown.
Come on.
Each step.
Call on God.
Has drawn me nearer.
Call on God.
To my eternal home. I'm just too close to heaven to turn back now. His grace will be sufficient. I'm gonna make it somehow. I love Him too much to fail Him now. To break my vow, I promise. promise the Lord that I would make it somehow. And now I love him too much to fail him now.
Also, our compassion about was so great a cloud of witness, just let us lay